101.3. It's time for Our Fashionista with Joan Lincoln.
Justin
Timberlake should put a few more lights in his dressing room. I love that line.
You know, everybody sees fashion differently. And you know the inspiration behind his album, the name of it,
his son's name.
Man in the Woods.
Yeah.
Man in the Woods.
Because that's the meaning of his son's name. And so that was Stella McCartney's inspiration for designing this.
Oh, so she designed his clothing?
Yeah, the outfit. Wow. Yeah. So, it started out, we have to think about what the foundation of this outfit was. Okay, so then there's the son's name and then the meaning of it.
Yep.
And then there's the suit, the Glenn plaid suit that was the foundation of this, you know, and then there was camo layered on top of that.
Yeah, it was like everything.
And did you see the shirt that he wore, the silk button-down shirt? Remember that guy? I can't think of the guy. It's in the little thing that I wrote for the website. But the painter that used to paint on, one of the WXXI stations.
Oh,
the landscape. I think his last name is Maley. Anyways, that was the inspiration for his shirt. And then there was the red bandana, and people were like, "Why?"
I didn't get the bandana.
Well, people said because of the location of the Super Bowl, he might be more relatable to certain people from that area. How about that?
I don't get that at all.
And then
that's
okay. Tony, did your son have anything to say about the footwear that he wore, that Stella McCartney?
No. It's funny. I haven't even talked to my son about the game.
No. First of all, I was just so intrigued by the fact that there's no glue used on these sneakers that he wore that Stella McCartney also designed.
Hmm.
And but yes, there's mixed reviews about his performance. There's a lot of mixed reviews about his outfit that he chose. You know, he came out with this great fringe jacket on, mm-hmm. which was fantastic, but then it disappeared, and you know, he kind of did too into the sea of people.
Yeah.
But the funniest comment that I heard, and actually I read it thereafter, was, you know, like Bass Pro Shop was the big winner because they're gonna find all of this. But what a great way to recycle all those men's suits,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think there's a whole new side business out there now for all the recycled suits.
That's the Bass Pro Shop. Oh my God,
yep,
that's perfect.
So all that's right. My story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, well, you wrote it up. We'll get it on warm103.com.
All right.